Chaucer served under three English kings, Edward III, Richard II, and Henry IV. As a young man, he was an esquire to Edward III, and his early poetry was written for elegant audiences like the one he is reading to here. As a minor diplomat and official, Chaucer became acquainted with the life of the aristocracy and the fashionable literature of courtly love. An aspiring poet, he translated the French poem, The Romance of the Rose, and wrote short pieces such as The Book of the Duchess. To his contemporaries, Chaucer was the flower of poets throughout all Britain, for he excelled in depicting the ideals and pageantry of aristocratic society. In Chaucer's time, knights still jousted in tournaments to test their prowess and to win the love of their ladies. One of the finest examples of Chaucer's courtly style of writing was The Knight's Tale, whose heroes embodied the moral virtues of chivalry, truth and honour, generosity and courtesy. The glory and ideals of the Crusades, for which kings had taken up arms against the infidels in the Holy Land, still lingered in men's thoughts. Religion was a dominant force, and it was customary for those who could not travel to Jerusalem to make pilgrimages to nearer shrines. In 1170, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Becket, was treacherously murdered in his cathedral. His death was soon followed by his canonization, and for many years afterwards, Canterbury was the goal of pilgrims. Thus, a pilgrimage to the shrine of St. Thomas provided the artistic unity of the Canterbury Tales. From every shire's end, of Engolon to Canterbury they wend, the holy blissful martyr for to seek, that him hath holpen one that they were seek.